back in those days, see, that was the only way to get a bit of extra money in that, see. Grow teasels and that, see, in your spare time and that. Weekends, Sundays mornings, Saturdays and that. Of course, there was some 100 acres grown around here years ago. I mean, people used to, well, that's all some of the older people used to do, make their living. So they used to go partners with a farmer, you see. For he used to supply the ground, see, and they go halves in the crop, you see. That was all they used to do all year round. That was for any amount of people used to do that. Of course, labour, money rose and that, see, wages rose and that, and the teasel price didn't come up to the standard. Well, therefore, all these old teasel growers died out, and of course, it gradually dwindled away. He's only, the last one ever grew around there, you know, every year was Mr. Mel at Fivehead there. That was the last one ever grew him. I don't think he grew any. Well, he's getting on, man. He's 70 odd. I don't think he's bothered the last couple of years. But, I mean, there's a lot of work to it. It's all the handwork, I think. But, we used this year the cabbage planter for planting them. And we made a thing, see, on the hydraulic behind the tractor with a hay knife to go under the ground to cut the plants off. Well, all you had to go do then is go on and pick them up with your hands like that. But before, so you used all these old tools, you see, this spitter for a single plant, you see, and get it out. And you would have beat the dirt all off, like off the root, so you wouldn't get it in the hole when you planted them again, see. And all the planting was done by hand, see.
You mentioned that women worked on the teasels. Was that common?
Oh, yes, teasel cutting. Oh, yes, some women that cut the fastest man, well. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I went out there and helped with this 2 or 3 years. Well, she's done it for years. Well, she's 64, 40. And she'll cut some bowls and it'll keep going some bowls of man will. But last summer, when one day there, she nearly collapsed out of the heat out there. And I said, go back to your car and open your both doors. I said, let the air sit on the passenger seat, let the air draw right through. And, oh, it was hot out there, man. Yes, the sweat. Of course, you got to be all clothed up, see, coating that on, and gloves. You know what it is? When we had that in August, it was hot, and you know, the sweat was running in your eyes, and that, and your eyes were stinging, and that, oh, it's warm, it was warm. One day, I woke up next morning, oh, what's the matter with the top of my head? Cool. And that day, they all probably sunburned, but there was such a breeze out there going, we didn't take any notice of it. There was such a breeze out there, no more, see. But they said on the news at night, it was 80, see, 80 degrees that day. That's when the sun did catch us old, you know, there. Oh, it was hot. Well, I said several nights out there, I said, good job we got the cars right near. So we drove right across the fields. I said, I don't think I could walk in there. It would take me half an hour to walk in where we used to live in our farm in there. Oh, it was warm.